Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Hey, Nicole, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You guys sound incredible.
Incredible. Are we rolling?
Yes, we are.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Thursday, October 24th, 2019. Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn in Studio D.
Yeah, yeah.
And over in Studio B, we have a special guest, Hooman.
Thanks.
And and Nicole, who's been filling in for Yuzette this week. Yuzette, I was just looking at Instagram, and she's just, you know, posting pictures of the sky. It's looking beautiful over there in Hawaii.
Better than California where all the power's out and fires.
No doubt. Oh, my God.
Turn your mic up, Nicole.
Yeah. Nicole, and in general, that mic needs to be cranked. Like, you either are very soft-spoken or you need to be at the same level.
Better!
Is that better?
Yes, that's actually much better.
Okay.
Now, this is our podcast, so you don't have to worry about it going out over the air and accidentally landing on your dad's ears.
Yeah, he listens to the Secret Show, though, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, good.
Great. So, diaphragm. Let's talk about him.
No, that wasn't what it was. So, you have sent a sex to some guy, right?
Yes.
Of course you have.
That's what Snapchat is for.
Oh. And you have gotten dick pics, right?
Yes.
Okay. My God. Boy, she lied so effortlessly yesterday.
I didn't realize she was so scandalous.
Talk about lying your ass off. My goodness.
And is this a guy you're currently seeing?
No, this is like from a previous relationship.
And was your face in the photo?
Oh, no.
Good job.
Was it just boobs or vagina too?
Just boobs.
Liar. Come on, tell the truth. You hear that?
I'm watching your face.
You're lying. You're totally lying.
She looked down too.
No.
It was vagina, right?
No.
Sure about that?
I'm positive.
Are you seeing someone right now?
No.
You're not?
No.
When was the last time you made out with someone with tongue?
Oh, with tongue.
The only way to make out with someone.
A while ago.
How, more than a year?
Why are you in a dry spell?
Dating's hard. I've been on some like awful dates lately that I'm like this.
Tell us the worst date in the last 2 years.
Worst date was I was on a date with a guy who supposedly had anger issues and he wanted to
You knew about this ahead of time?
No, I did not. And he wanted to medicate, aka just smoke weed, which I'm fine with. And so anytime he wanted to smoke weed, he was like, "Oh, is it okay if I medicate?" I'm like, "Just say you want to smoke. I don't care." And then he was so boring that I eventually got the bartender's number.
Oh.
and he got mad about that.
So this is just over the course of one night you decided.
You did it in front of him?
So wait a minute. This guy,
like
you guys went to a bar and he was medicating the whole time, so you guys weren't talking?
No, so he was in the car. In the car he was smoking, and then we went to the bar to go eat and talk and have a date, and he wasn't really talking to me. So then the bartender was talking to me, so we're just talking about sports, whatever was on TV, and then we're just talking, and the bartender's like, "Oh, hey, I'm trying to make some new friends here. Here's my Instagram handle," and like gave me his number. And
nicely
Instagram.
Done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make some new friends.
Which was kind of disrespectful to the date I was on, but...
Not really. That guy wasn't talking to you.
And what happened with the bartender?
You know... Nothing.
That's too bad.
He moved away.
Thought it was going to be a love story.
Oh.
You guys didn't make out?
I'm making some new friends before I leave.
Yeah. Let me make some new friends. Oh, wait. No, I left already.
Do you ever think about not dating? Like,
That's what I do.
Well, that's currently what's happening.
I mean, it just seems like, God, if I went on a bunch of bad dates, I'd just be like, enough of that. Ugh.
It's scary out there.
Can I say something about Nicole? She is a very beautiful, warm human being. I don't say
Thank
this about
you.
Too many people, but like her vibe, her energy is good. Do you want to say your
girl.
Instagram?
No.
So,
all right. Yeah.
Let's get her a date.
I don't want her to get a stalker, though.
Since being an intern, like me and Brandon have gotten like a lot of followers.
So what is it?
It's Nicole, Nicole _ DEJESU.
Well, it's your full name, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, that's way to keep it on the down low.
I couldn't think of anything else. All my sisters are like that,
Do you want to change it and maybe promote another one? I can take that out if you like.
D as in dog, DEJESU.
S-U.
How do you say that? DeJesu?
Yeah, you're just like that.
DeJesu? Does I say it?
You're private. She's private, though.
All right. Well, that's...
I can go public.
Don't go public. Okay. Just have people request. If somebody's,
well,
you know.
I was on public, and then I just got some weird DMs, and I'm like, this has to stop. So I went on private. Weird
can I ask DMs. A super inappropriate personal question?
Of course you can.
About me?
Yeah, of course. Well, who else? I mean, I know about everybody else.
That's true.
What size are your bra? What size are your boobs?
oh, boy. Somebody call HR.
No, I'm a 36 double D.
Woo! I feel uncomfortable knowing that. Well, it's not like the old days, is it?
Well, you said, and I were talking about that, just because like it's hard finding a bra that's comfortable.
I don't feel like I needed confirmation. They're huge, but okay.
They're real and they're
us.
Spectacular.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, you guys said it was okay to ask the question.
Yeah, no, it's fine, and it's also okay not to answer questions. Just so you know,
okay,
you can say no. We don't want you to, but you can. Yeah. Well, anyway, so there you go. Nicole is hanging out with us this week.
Good job, Nicole.
Filling in for you, Zet. This is a hard one, I think.
Oh, we're doing...
if you don't... Do you want to?
No,
do you have anything else
do
you
it.
Want to? All right. This is from... Let me see if I'm supposed to say... Don't say my name. Hey, Morning Show family. I grew up in the Bay, and I found your show just after Vinny got back. I've listened religiously ever since, and having spent the last 8 years in New York, you are my piece of home. I have a very non-sexy problem I'd love your input on. I've been married almost 4 years now to an incredible man. He's kind and supportive and supports me financially while I try to get my own business off the ground. Problem I'm facing is that I hate New York. I really am truly miserable here. The people are mean. The weather's terrible. Over the past 8 years, I've tried to love this place, but I just can't. In the winters, I become borderline suicidal because I just have too much California blood in me to deal with it. My husband is unwilling to move. He was recently hired with the NYPD, and he loves his job. He joined the force at an older than average age, so transfer to another department is not an option, as he would lose his time accrued. He says he's happy to move to California when he retires in 23 years. But I don't want to spend my life waiting for that to happen, waiting to be happy and comfortable. This year, as an experiment to find a solution, I'll be traveling around the world for 8 months to get out of New York. It's an amazing opportunity, and I realize I'm very, very lucky, but it got me thinking, do I want a marriage where I only see my husband 4 months out of the year and need to be in another location completely for more than half the time? I wonder what the opportunity is where she's going to be traveling and doing other things for 8 months a year. So I'm faced with a dilemma. Do I travel a ton and save my marriage, or do I end it and move back to California to a place where I know I'm more comfortable? He's such an incredible guy that he's supportive of whatever I want to do because he truly does want me to be happy. I'd love to hear your thoughts. We have no kids, just a few cats. If I move to California, my dad lives in Sacramento, more than happy to house me and support me until I get on my feet. Thanks, you all. You really do help me to keep my sanity here because when your show's on, I'm home and life is a little easier.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
So, first of all, I just want to preface this by saying I don't promote divorce. I don't advocate divorce. I'm not a fan of divorce. I think if you're married, you should stay married. That being said, if you're not that person, I don't want to force my feelings and opinions on you, my beliefs. So if I were you, I would get a divorce. And the reason is because if you're miserable, your husband, like you're going to carry that with you.
You're making everyone miserable.
Yeah, you're making everyone miserable. And that poor guy, like, I'm sure he's had his fill of you saying, I hate New York. Like, no one wants to hear that you hate. Like, he probably loves New York. And you're just, I don't know.
He's risking his life to defend New Yorkers. If he's a policeman, that's his deal.
Right.
Yes. Like, unless you can, like, get therapy and work on your joy and really dedicate yourself to being a joyful person, you should... end your marriage and start afresh somewhere.
For this guy.
Yeah, for the guy.
I actually think that sometimes people are miserable. They think that they weren't miserable when they were at this other place, but it turns out that they were. I don't know where he's... So for 8 years, she's lived in 8 years for New... For eight years in New York.
And she's come home every day
and
saying...
And she's been married to him for 4 years. So I'm guessing he's from New York or from that area. I don't. You might want to look at yourself and decide if you're a miserable person in general. Like, are you sure you're not going to be miserable when you move home, too? Like, I'm with you, Hooman. Like, maybe some therapy on why you're so fucking miserable.
Like, New York is amazing. I can't believe you don't like
it. I was just going to say, when I went to New York, I really liked it.
And well, look, we're not, you know, you can't decide for her if she likes something or not. But Jesus, I mean, she just sounds miserable.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he seems great.
Like, maybe, at this point, he's like, you should go.
He's like, yeah, maybe
he's
you
like,
should
just
go.
Like supporting her and whatever and be like, just do whatever. Yeah. Like, get out of here.
I don't want to hear about how much you hate this place.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Off you go.
I don't want to file. You file.
Yeah,
if it's me, I can only speak for myself. If it's me, I split.
There it is.
I split.
Yeah,
and it's because I'm life's too short. I'm not going to be miserable for 23 years waiting for him to retire
on top of the eight.
And that's if you guys stay married for the 23. Like, there's nothing saying that, like, you don't end up divorced in five.
She's gonna. If she blows up her life and gets a divorce and moves home and lives with her dad, I think she's going to find a way to be miserable there, too.
Like, yeah, I do.
I really feel like this is a... Yeah, oh, my God. Sacramento. You're telling me New York is more miserable than Sacramento? Yeah, sorry, Sacto. There are some very nice areas. But
no place is what it used to be.
No place is. You're right.
And just know this. When you leave, this dude will get some young, hot...
Meow.
Wow. You don't know that.
Yeah, that's...
So don't, like... Freak out when you see that. That is a
real
thing.
Where in New York she lives? She doesn't say the city specifically, and I can't. I mean, well, although didn't she say NYPD? Hold on a second.
Let's say she lives
in NYPD.
Yeah, she's in New York.
So she's got to live at least maybe in one of the boroughs or something.
She's not in Syracuse or Buffalo or
Connecticut. Can I say Connecticut?
Well, Connecticut's not in New York, so.
What the hell are you
talking
about?
People like commute.
They do. It's true. Commute to the city
Don't
from
laugh at that. That was
Connecticut. She did say New York, so I'm just going to assume.
Anyway, I'm just saying if it's me, I split. And that's because you have to ultimately be responsible for your own happiness. You can't make him do it. You can't make it be about... I even think the whole... I think you're right about the New York thing. Like, you should be able to find some groove wherever you're living.
Right.
Like, you know, Eugene wasn't my thing, but I was happy there.
Well, you found a way.
Right.
Found a way to get happy. I think that some people are more equipped to do that than other people. And I do think that once people decide they're miserable, it's really hard for them to change their mind. I like the therapy idea that you sort of tossed out there, Hooman. Like, I feel like, go talk to someone. See, you know, if there's not some way that venting this and... I don't know, man. I just feel like she's finding ways to continue to be miserable instead of finding ways to... Like, and what's this about, like...
I was going to say, what about that eight-month thing? Seems like an eat, pray, love type thing. Like, going to go find herself or something.
Yeah, all right. So go try that and then, you know, leave your decision until after that. But this whole thing, too, where he's supporting you while you're trying to make your business happen or something. Let me see exactly what she says about that. Well, I try to get my own business off the ground. I mean, you've been in New York for 8 years. Like, what do you do? Are you just, like, and then now she's going to move to Sacramento and have her dad... You know, supporter. I don't like this whole thing. Like, you need to, like, start taking charge of your life. If you're miserable, like Vinny said, get the hell out of there. If you're going to start a business, start the fucking business. Like, quit, like, crying to everybody.
Take control.
Starting your own business is more than a full-time job.
Yeah.
And so the idea
you
that you're
going to be miserable.
Leave for 8 months, that's not, then you will not be starting a business.
No. And it sounds like you're, you know, shit or get off the pot. On everything you've written in your letter.
It's hard to do this because we can't talk to you and have you follow up with some answers to some very critical questions. But based on what we've got, info-wise, it appears you should split.
Yeah.
And just go start over in California and let your dad help you get going and give this guy a break.
Because
I'll tell you one thing. If you're around someone who's miserable all the time, you start to go like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're so miserable. Yeah, I'm supportive of you leaving. Go.
Yes, you're right. It's snowing outside. I just drove through it. I know that.
Yeah, I spent all day looking down the face of death, and now I'm here. And you're miserable.
Right.
And I'm just going to go back out there because it's just easier out there.
Depression.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, I say go do your 8 months of traveling everywhere and put off your decision until then. And but in that time, you know.
But when you do that 8 months of traveling, you're not getting a hall pass, so don't start banging everyone.
Oh, no, dude. Well, definitely do that. I mean live your life.
He's going too, isn't he?
Oh, so they're going to have an open thing for 8 months?
Who knows?
Dude, that guy's going to have like 4 threesomes in 8 months.
What?
Whoa.
Why 4? Just you can only...
One every other month.
Yeah. Just... All right. I can't help it anymore. 2 months have gone by. I got to have another threesome. Whom, have you ever had a threesome?
I've had the opportunity, but I said no. Mm.
So you've had like chicks crawling all over you and come on.
It was at one of the Halloween parties, actually.
What? Which one?
Well, I think it might have been before your time. I was definitely a pirate that year.
Oh,
surprise!
Oh, Nicole, he's either a pirate or a king or a prince or sultan or whatever every other year. So it was an odd year. It was
these three girls that dressed up as Hooter girls, and one of the girls said, "Hey, can I talk to you?" And I'm looking at this girl, going, "Oh my god, this girl is so beautiful."
Like, I better not bone her. I better get out of here.
Sure. And she goes, my friend over here just had a boob job, and she wants you to see what you think. And I'm like, okay. And so the girl, like, basically lifts up her shirt, and I'm looking at these, like, you know, this 24-year-old girl with these, like, perfect boobs. I'm like, they were probably already perfect. They're even more perfect. I'm like, that's incredible. And then they're like, we have a hotel. Do you want to come up? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm scared.
Scared of what? Your dick getting wet?
Doing something I would end up regretting.
Don't it's scary, man. You know, it can get shriveled. I don't know what happens to it. That's
Were you dating Snuffy at the time?
No, I was like this. I was 26 or 27. This was a long time ago.
Nice.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Next up.
Don't you wish you had that mistake to regret now?
No.
You don't?
Are you sure?
Absolutely not. I'm really proud of myself for having
such
that
a fun story to hear.
That kind of self-control. Are you kidding? We've all hooked up with people we regret, right?
Sure.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't have anything to regret right now.
Wait, you don't regret kindling?
Before, too.
Yeah, I do regret kindling. I regret... Kindling. Yeah, I mean, I made bad decisions. Oh, man.
Do you regret Snuffy? The way she treated you, that you put up with it for so long?
I do, yeah. I mean...
Do you regret Nunu?
Well, here's the thing. I do regret these things, but I wouldn't want them to not have happened. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, so you should have gone for it with the three-way. What if you wound up in a throuple with those three? Two, whatever.
I'm going to force them. Too much. I would have been overwhelmed. It would have been over in like literally 0.07 seconds.
Yeah, but then you're the guy who can hop right back up. You said you got 18 blowjobs on your 18th birthday.
I know, it's true.
All in one night.
It's true.
Well, 4 hours.
Did you hear that? I know, it's true.
It's true.
Just blowing dust out.
Nothing funnier.
Thank you.
The one we like at my house is the one where he filled up the girl's shoes with her
in
own.
The doorway.
Yeah, in the doorway
with her
with
splooge.
The drippings. Yeah,
that's skillful.
That's one of
you
our
know
favorites.
What squirting is, Nicole?
Super yes. Advanced. Okay.
That sounded like a nervous laugh if I ever heard one.
No, just these stories.
I was in bed with two hot ass chicks before, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
You couldn't?
I'm sorry. What?
Two hot ass chicks.
Wait.
And this is after Derek and Derek's mom and I
broke
up.
Oh, boy. Let's hear about this.
They were both super. And so what I did was.
Super what?
Super
How
hot.
Old are you? How old are you at this point?
22, 23.
You couldn't get a hard on when you were 23?
No, I couldn't mentally get out of my head. So what I did was I drank a shit ton so that I could loosen up. And then there I am. I still wanted them, but I was just shit faced. And so I
you
ended up.
Dummy.
Just, yeah, I know. And I regret that.
And they never. Day. Yeah, there's a regret. Yeah. So you're in bed with them.
In underwear.
And they're looking
underwear.
At your.
They're both
your
wearing freaking lingerie.
Penis. Oh,
well,
boy.
No, I wasn't naked.
Oh, really? Why? You were embarrassed to show them?
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't even
so
like...
So you had to like pull a hooman and go, oh, no, no, girls. No, no.
I was just kind of blah, I'm pretty sure. I don't even remember. It wasn't clear to me because...
They were coming on to you and you were just like...
It was just kind of... Yeah, it happened. We turned out... I don't know how that happened. It was a party thing and we ended up in the same bed and... And I was like, this is too good to be true. And I was in my own head. And I was like,
I better drink a whole bottle of whiskey.
Yeah. So I was like, I need to loosen up, slap my face, try to get down. And you know, I was always a commitment type relationship guy. So to do this, I wanted to loosen up and get out of my head. And I did that.
And just go crazy.
A little bit too
hard.
The
weird thing about the story you're telling, because I used to drink a lot, as you all well know. I could still get hard. I just couldn't come.
I've had those.
So I could bang away, and then it'd be like, well.
I've had both.
Are you done? Because I'm done.
I'm not going
to be able getting tired now.
Yeah. Get there.
Can't even feel your vagina.
I don't. That's the thing. You don't feel it.
Yeah, I can barely walk.
I have a question for Vinny. So be honest. If you can remember, have you had like a full-on sex session that's been like 45 to 60 minutes long?
What?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, I've had that. Happened plenty of
when
times,
he's drunk?
But you mean like drunk and like, banging away? Yeah.
No, when he's drunk and can't finish, like, does he just like? Because he's fit, you know. It's not like he's gonna get out of breath.
No, that's you can tell when a girl's like, okay,
is that you ever gonna come?
I mean, what's
is this
going
ever
on
gonna
here?
Be over?
Drying up down there.
Yeah, you're killing me. I'm getting turned into leather.
No, it doesn't go like that.
Tanning my hide. You're turning my vagina into like feet. And all calloused up and shit.
Damn.
You stop, that's not a pretty picture.
Well, stop pounding me.
Do you have the lube next to the bed?
I wouldn't say that I was a lube guy in those years.
Oh.
I used it to jerk off, but I would never have thought, you know what we need?
So what'd you do, just spit?
No, I mean, I think that the people that I'm talking about, the women I'm talking about, we do it, and we'd be enjoying ourselves, but then the idea that I was going to finish and that would be the end ultimately became like, I'm not going to get there.
Yeah, just so you know, I'm never going to finish, so I can pound you as long as you want me to, but...
And I've even had times where it's been like, well, put it in my mouth. I can make this happen. And I'm like...
Can you go wash that off
first? You're not going to make it happen. It's not...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Even if you bite it, I'm not going to feel it.
Yeah, I don't. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Has that ever happened to a guy that you were boning?
Sure. Whiskey dick.
Yeah.
You got a boner, but it's like not going to happen.
Right.
It's such a bummer, though, when a dude gives up because you're just like, yeah, I give up too. You know, you just feel like,
No, it sucks for both people involved. I'm not trying to say this is not ideal.
Yeah. Do you ever have, I know you faked it one time, right?
Yeah.
Because you'd already come into the condom.
I came.
What did you consider?
No. This isn't what. That's not what happened. I was getting with this girl. We were getting pretty hot and heavy. She given me a pretty wonderful blowjob, and then I was eating her pussy, and I'm laying on the thing, and I'm just like, oh. I fully came.
Oh, without. And you just
I think
lay
I might
on the bed.
I was right there. I think I might have even pinched it to like make it happen because I wanted to be able to fuck her and I was too close. There was no way I was going to be able to do her. And then I did her. So it was fine. It worked out. I can see her. I can see the room. I can see the futon we're on. I can see the whole thing.
Oh, hot a futon.
Yeah, well, that's how I was living at the time. This was in Carlsbad.
You've never banged on a futon, Sarah?
Yeah, I've banged on a futon.
All right, then.
I'm just saying, how hot, you know?
What's
hotter than banging on
what I'm saying
kind of a hard
is,
mattress?
I'm with this girl. She's given me a really good blowjob. She's brought me right there, and now I'm reciprocating, but I'm thinking, as soon as I stick it in her, I am going to come. So I thought, I'm going to get rid of this right here. Mm-hmm. And I did. I dropped it there, and then we were able to do it.
Nice.
Nice, man.
So your recovery time was zero.
No, I ate her pussy for a while.
Hey.
And she was like, I'm done, put it in. Yeah. You're like, no, I was just going to do this all day.
No. To please you for a little more.
I was able to.
And then
worked
out. Then you faked it.
We're talking about 20-year-old me.
Mm-hmm.
So then you faked it.
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
Faked it. He didn't fake it. Did you really
sure,
fake
he
it?
Faked it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd already come. So, but I would I at that point,
take it till you make it.
Look, you guys can speak for yourselves. I'll speak for myself. There's a lot of your own masculinity and self-identity is tied up in
performance,
the sex that you're having with someone. And while I don't think of myself as less of a man because I, you know, a blowjob made me almost come, I do want to impress a lady when I'm boning her.
Well, we know you actually called in sick from work or whatever you called in that day just so you could have another crack at her.
Man, I should have never told you the truth of that story.
Oh, God, you finally did.
Comes up every week.
Well, you know, as things do on this show. If I'm not torturing you, you're torturing me. If you're not torturing me, we're torturing Bryn.
I did.
If Hooman's here, he's getting tortured.
The right. Moral of that story is I did get the girl, didn't I?
Winning.
Yeah, right up until you crashed your life around your shoulders.
That's none of that has anything to do with the fact that my second...
That you buttered her soundly from
my
behind.
My second pass was solid.
I see the wheels in Nicole's head turning. I feel like there's a crazy sex story she wants to share with us.
All right, go ahead, Nicole.
I don't really have one.
Come on.
I don't really have one. I didn't lose my virginity till I was 22.
All right.
Listen to her,
girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barely
nervous.
Get those words out of her mouth.
I had to think about it because I was like, was it 22 or 21?
Things are getting stuck in your teeth, aren't they?
Uh-oh.
Those words.
Yeah, no,
that's a good girl. She held on to it for a while.
Yeah, I don't.
Did you finally just throw it away or was it someone you loved?
It was someone I loved.
Oh. And how did that go?
He dumped me for somebody else.
Was it good? Did you like your first time, though?
Actually, I did. And I was happy I waited because experience my friends through high school. Like, it wasn't like I was saving myself for, like, marriage or anyone special. Like, it will happen when I feel ready. And then that's just when I felt ready. And I hear my friend's stories. I'm like, oh, God. And then with me, I'm like, oh, that was actually pretty good. Like, I don't regret it.
Let me ask you a question. Now, if you met a great guy right now,
yeah,
what are there boundaries that you have, sexually speaking, where you'd be like, well, here's where we're not going. Like, you don't do S&M. You don't do anal.
He's asking if you do anal.
No, I don't do that.
You don't do...
It's a fucking exit.
Listen to this.
There are no girls who love it.
Yeah,
room.
What are you talking about?
I haven't met any.
Play
no,
the
no
you
girls
what,
like it.
Pull
I
the tape up.
See if I can pull no, it. This you, is,
you'll never find it. And besides, I'm just like, it was fine.
It's like 2011. I was an intern. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can.
God, to have your own words just face you right now would be so great.
It had its weird hotness, but it was definitely not something I ever wanted to do again.
So what? Okay,
people,
let me ask you.
Want to try it because they're curious of it.
Have you tried it?
No.
Don't bother.
Never,
it hurts.
I never had anybody ask me to. Like they're just.
Because who wants that? You know.
I do.
Jesus.
So have you? Would you? If a guy, if you really loved a guy and he said, "I really want to do a three-way," would you do it?
Depending.
Oh.
Yeah, if you really love a dude and you ask for a three-way, break up with him. That's a terrible thing to let out. You do three-ways with people you're not into. That's who you do three-ways
with. Don't
lead
the witness.
Yeah, you're not. That's not
she's
right.
A young lady.
Usually, like, I feel like if a guy were to suggest a three-way, I would probably think in my mind, like, oh, am I not good enough? Like, overthinking.
Yeah. Well, what if
that's because you're young.
What if if it was with one of his friends?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, you wouldn't do it with two guys?
No.
Oh. You wouldn't?
Oh, so are you referring to two females then? Is what you're down for, kind of?
Oh, yeah.
She just said she wasn't down for it.
Might be, but it depends. But that's kind of like a long shot.
So you're saying you've kissed a girl?
Yeah.
And you like her.
How'd you like it?
I was really taken off guard. It was at a bar. Another bar story. It was at a bar, and I was picking up my friend who was super drunk. And I just walked in to go get him, and he was with these girls. And that I knew her from high school, and she just grabbed my face and, like, made out with me. And I was trying to push her off. But
But then you were like, oh, boy.
But then she won you over.
Yeah, and then you suddenly melted into her body.
I was afraid of her because she's low-key psycho. So I was scared of her. So I'm like,
low-key psycho.
Or were you like,
she's either going to
you taste like Cabernet.
I was afraid she was going to, like, throw a bottle at me or something because she's known to do that. So I was like, oh, my God.
Do I reject her advances or do I just go with it because I don't want to get hurt?
Exactly.
Well, that's a good choice to have, I guess, right? All right, what time is it?
It's time to go.
Is it? All right. Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Nicole, excellent.
Good
appearance.
Job, Nicole.
Hooman, always great to talk to you.
Thank
Bryn,
you.
Thanks for volunteering the story about how you couldn't get it up.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I couldn't do very much.
Great
at all,
job,
actually.
Buddy.
All right. Have a good one, you guys.
Bye bye.
Send us bad advice to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.